Welcome. My name is Jennifer Olson, and you are joining the new Executive Leadership Summit. My guest today is the amazing leader, business owner, and inspirational speaker, Rachel Jane Groover. Rachel Jane is the author of the best-selling book, Powerful and Feminine, How to Increase Your Magnetic Presence and Attract the Attention You Want. She's also the creator of The Art of Feminine Presence, which has classes and trainings all over the world. She has hundreds of licensed teachers in over 20 countries. And while she started her work with women, she heard the cry from men who also wanted to learn these really powerful practices on presence, on communication, and leadership. She now enjoys traveling the world teaching both men and women how to increase their personal presence, their individual magnetism, and their leadership and business abilities so they can be seen, inspire change, and create wealth in all ways. And on a personal note, Rachel Jane has been my mentor for the past 3 years. First, I was a student in her Art of Feminine Presence program. I then became a certified teacher, worked with her in speaker training, and now I'm in her Business Mastery program, where I've learned so much about the personal development industry. She's an incredible human being and such a courageous and talented businesswoman. Because she's been such an inspirational force in my life, I had to have her on this summit so that she could share her wealth and her knowledge with all of you. So now that I've gotten a little bit of an overview out of the way, I'd love to get us started by asking you, Rachel Jane, to take a minute to tell us about who you are so that we can get to know the real you. And then also give us an overview of what your business is about and what you're seeking to do as a leader in that business.
Thank you. Well, thank you for that introduction. And I'm really happy to be here and watching your journey as an amazing leader right in the beginning of when we first met to even more expanded. And I don't know how to explain it. You just were that in the beginning, and to have this journey together has been awesome. So I'm glad to be here, and hi, everyone. Yes, my business is a business I have with my husband now. We started working in the spiritual and personal growth, you know, consciousness realm many years ago. I've always been fascinated with personal development and went to Tony Robbins many, many years ago and would watch Oprah on my days off, you know, when she was having all those guest speakers way back in the day when she was starting her own spiritual journey. And I couldn't get enough of it. And I think partly because I was trying to figure out why was my relationships, you know, not working, or why wasn't I attracting what I wanted to attract, and got into that, was blessed to work with a lot of mentors and read amazing books and go to wonderful workshops, and started building my own work from that, and realized that I loved that transformational work as coaching and doing workshops and things. And now we have quite a large seminar company where we do seminars and trainings and events all around the world on presence, leadership, spiritual development, personal leadership, business strategy, a lot of different things that we love and that we've learned a lot of from our mistakes and from our successes in these last years.
That's awesome. So what do you do every day that kind of takes you and keeps you going forward in that leadership vision for your business?
Yeah, Dad and I actually do this together every morning. We have our morning ritual, which is the one thing that we do not miss, unless we're in like a crazy event where it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, I got to get up and be in makeup, and, you know, 11 o'clock at night. But pretty much every morning without fail, we go on our walk and we do three things that are really important in that morning ritual. One is we beat each other to saying, what are you grateful for this morning? We go into our gratitude, because it's so easy being an ambitious, leader-driven, vision-driven person to always be looking ahead and not be looking at what we've accomplished. I don't know if you can relate to that, Jen, but I know for me, I'm like not giving myself enough time sometimes to really be grateful for what is right now, and that brings me present and brings data present, and then we see our day very intentionally. I run through my day of how I see it, how I want to show up as a leader in that, how I want to be with my team and different things, and he does the same. And then the final thing is around our desires. Like, what is it that we're wanting, you know, that we haven't really put in words to it or what have you. And by the end of that walk, sometimes it's like 15 minutes if that's the only time we have. Sometimes it's an hour. We're feeling pretty good and ready to start the day. And I think, you know, those small bursts of being very, very intentional about what you're wanting to do in that next segment of your day is really important as a leader.
Absolutely. And you know that I've struggled with that myself and have learned, you know, with some of the exercises that you've brought and in other areas of my life that, it's so important to celebrate the things that are going well and the gratitude. And I can tell you that from the desire perspective, you and those who work with you have really taught me how to tap into that, because that was something so lost to me as a leader and as, you know, somebody who was so, you know, so strategic and so far forward. Being able to tap into my desire was huge. So
it is. And it's something that we all defend against. You know, we really have a hard time from a psychological standpoint of feeling our desires and allowing ourselves to have that, because what if, you know, we don't create them? What does it say about me if I really put something out there and it doesn't happen? That's very terrifying to our core. And so it's not only remembering that feeling into your desire is important, it is going up against the fear and the terror in the body mind system. It's like, no, don't want that. Just keep with the status quo. Everything's fine. Why on earth are you putting yourself through that to want more? You know, those thoughts come in, and we're, you know, I think always wrestling with that, and desire, you know, hopefully will win out, because it's the place where creation occurs. It's where manifestation occurs.
Absolutely. And, you know, I heard you mentioning fear, and I think that is such a strong thing for people, especially at their beginning in leadership, that they're really terrified of making mistakes along the way. And yet we know as leaders, all of us, you know, somewhere along that journey, it lies failure. And it's, you know, it's really not talked about very often, but, you know, yet as business leaders and owners, we really need to get comfortable with failure and making mistakes, because that's where that true stretching and growing really occurs for us. So, you know, I'm curious, Rachel Jane, tell us about a failure in your own journey and, you know, kind of start with the events that have led up to this failure.
Yeah, well, there's been plenty. I would say the first big one was me starting my business. In the first few years, I made a huge mistake in listening and believing people that said, just do what you love and the money will follow. I was an optimist, and I still am, you know, most of the time. And I believed it. Like, I'm just going to do what I love and the money will fall. I'm going to get really good at my craft and I'm going to have fun doing it. And just struggled for many, many years, not making any money, blowing through my savings, not having any support, not realizing I had no clue what I was doing. Leadership and business side of things, I was just a really good coach and I was a really good mentor to people, and I understood a lot of this spiritual and psychological work that I've been studying. And staying on that too long, and I think another part of where I failed in that early stages was getting wrapped up in my ego of, I'm a smart woman, I should be able to figure this out. And not getting the support that I needed, and just doing little, you know, spurts here and there, learning a little bit, but not really understanding that I was in what I call the spiritual deep end, and I wasn't in the business deep end at all. Yeah. And some people are, you know, in the business deep end, and they're, you know, need to dip their toe in the spiritual side of things, and, you know, whether spiritual's your word, you know, if you're listening to this, but conscious, you know, awareness,
mm-hmm.
the things. I was full on in the spiritual deep end and the awareness and swimming around there and have a good old time, except I was broke and not really making an impact to a lot of people. So, you know, it was a big failure from a monetary standpoint. My impact wasn't happening because I just thought it was all about the personal growth side of things and not the strategic and what have you.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting. I heard a couple of things in that, really talking about not knowing or thinking that you needed help, that you really, you know, you thought you're a smart woman, so you just thought that you had it all. You knew how to do it. You knew how to get the information and that you would be successful because you were passionate and you were smart.
Exactly.
And
it's not enough. And that's a really hard one to come up against.
Yeah. So in terms of that particular point, how did you get help to then kind of get you out of that cycle?
Yeah, well, I started doing, you know, a lot of things like this, like free online things, trainings, webinars. I mean, there was a lot on offer back then, and we're talking about, you know, 6-7 years ago now, before things really turned around for us. And, you know, that was helpful to a certain degree. I think it was helpful in knowing all the things I didn't know, but it was very not helpful because I started throwing spaghetti at the wall and trying a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and nothing really would work, nothing really would stick, and it just came to a point where we had some friends that had done some mentoring and some more deep dive classes in speaking and getting, you know, out there on the internet and things like that. They both called and said, you have to do this course. You have to get some help. You guys are amazing at what you do. No one knows about you. And it was really from friends sort of knocking us over the head saying, look at what we've done. They were progressing and because they had help, you know. So we scrounged a few thousand dollars together, which was a lot for us back then. And we just sort of worked our way up the mentoring chain in a way, and I know that there's a lot of coaches and mentors and all of that out there, and it really is interesting to see that people who are at the top of their game have mentors, right? Mm-hmm. There's really no politician, lawyer, actor, coach at the top of their game that doesn't have people helping them, and that is a continued thing. So we started where we could afford, and we, you know, up-leveled when we could, and that worked, and then we up-leveled when we could, and we continue to invest a lot in that. And that takes courage. You know, I didn't have it early on. I just thought, oh, God, that's a lot of money, and I can do it myself. But, you know, that sort of real courage to go, I need somebody to show me the way so I can save a lot more time because I'm trying to reinvent the wheel here. And I don't know if you found this, you know, way back when you started too, or anyone there, but you look at other people and you go, why are they doing better than me? Why? Because, you know where I'm going? Like, it's like, how can that be? And it was really because they knew more from the strategy standpoint.
Yeah. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. I know that you see this. I see this as well, where you see so many talented business owners and business professionals out there that really have so much expertise and so much skill, and yet they are struggling. They're struggling every day to get paid what they're worth, whether, you know, they're in business for themselves or working for someone else.
Exactly. And there's always two sides to the coin. I mean, I talk a lot about presence, and whether that's executive presence or presence on stage speaking. And that was even before the understanding around strategy. I was like, I am trying certain things, but I didn't have the presence to pull it off. And I think that's also a little bit like the spiritual deep end and the business deep end. The polarity of both of those are needed. You know, the answer is never in one place. It's always in two places. And so early on, I realized that presence has to precede the strategy. If I don't have presence where people can feel that and see that, no one's going to watch my video, at least through the first 10 seconds. Or if I'm on stage, yeah, maybe I can go through the motions and do what my speaker coach told me to do, but it's just there's no life force to it, or be in a sales conversation. So when I realized that, I did a lot of work on presence and developed the Art of Feminine Presence, as you were saying before, and we teach this Art of Feminine Presence all over the world in workshops and the process, and that has been huge, you know, because I see a lot of people that are like, no, I've learned the strategy, I understand it, why is it still not working?
Yeah.
And it's usually because their own work, their own embodiment work of going, I am confident, I am in my body, I am here, I know what I'm talking about, that part's not coming across.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like the presence piece was kind of your aha moment in your business. And I'm just kind of curious in terms of your, you know, how that worked in your own life when you were able to really master that skill. And as you've watched others, you know, pursue learning presence and master it, what have you been noticing in yourself and others?
Oh, everything has changed. I mean, right at the beginning, it showed up in networking groups because I wasn't, you know, on the internet and doing big events or what have you. It was just like going to my local networking event where I was wanting to get connected. And when I would do these presence practices, people would be drawn to me a lot easier and I wouldn't have to struggle so much, which is a big deal for me with networking because I don't love small talk. I am an introvert, so it's always a little bit of a like, okay, here we go. I got to get out there. But when I would do that, the networking and the ability of people wanting to know me and being more attractive in that sense, being more magnetic in that sense. And then obviously with the videos, I really love the idea of not having to travel everywhere and putting videos out and people having seen that. And they started getting a lot more traffic, a lot more shares, people going, oh, have you seen her? And it really was developing the presence because the first year of doing videos were really not very good at all. From, you know, getting my personality through. And of course, the speaking's been huge. I think anyone, whether you are a business owner and you're wanting to reach more people, speaking, your ability to have a compelling communication style on any stage, whether that's just the small 10-person meetup group or a huge stage of 1,000 people, presence is a must. And as I've developed that, I get to, you know, be asked on some of the biggest stages now in the personal development world and the business world where that would never have happened if I was only just focusing on strategy.
Unbelievable. And, you know, as somebody who has seen you, you are, not only are you an amazing speaker, but what you're able to do on stage is so impressive. You're just, you're very relaxed, you're natural, you know, even at some of, you know, the most complicated and challenging times, like, you know, when you're working with somebody that's really having a hard time, or you may be selling from the stage, it's so natural and so warm and so open and vulnerable. It's just amazing to watch that through each and every time you're on stage.
Oh, well, that makes me feel so good because it's definitely been a journey. And as you know, anything that's worth doing is worth practicing a lot, getting good at it. And it's been a lot of practice, but it is the one skill we bring in, you know, 80% of our income is through the ability for me to speak to a group. Mm-hmm. And so I'll always want to get better at that. And I highly recommend anyone listening in that's like, I need to get speaking more, I need to get more practice at that, really just run to do that. It's going to allow you a lot more reach a lot quicker.
Absolutely. As you know, I'm a big believer in speaking too.
And you are so amazing on stage. I mean, all those words, I don't know if anyone's had the opportunity to see Jan Olsen on stage, but I have quite a few times, and it's those words you use are really powerful with presence. You're vulnerable. It's courageous. Mm. There is relaxed there, but there's a lot of life force.
Mm.
present in the moment, and you know how to do that.
Thank you. Well, I learned from one of the best for sure. So thank you for that. And, with our listeners here, I'm curious, some of them may be hearing about presence for the first time. Some of them maybe have heard it a lot. What would you give as kind of the first step in, if somebody was interested in developing their personal presence more, what would you give as a first step for them to get on that journey and that path?
You mean like a practice that they could do immediately?
Yeah, the practice, or even, if they wanted to look up more information, or just, if this is new for them, how should they start?
Absolutely. Well, I've got a great resource that's online and free that goes along with some of the presence practices that we teach, and that's at racheljane.com/10-day. 10-day. It's 10 days of practicing what we teach in Art of Feminine Presence and seeing what happens. And it's quite amazing. It's around voice and body and energy, and definitely recommend you going there, racheljane.com/10-day. But what I would say would be the practice that you can do right now is check in. Are you in your body, or are you in your head right now, in your head bubble? Can you feel the internal space of your body right now as you're listening to us? Or are you in mental mode of thinking? And this is a question that I'm asking many times a day, definitely when I want to make a good impression or influence positively my team or a client, or speaking like this. Where am I in my body? Because presence, that magnetic presence that someone carries, comes from embodiment. They are home in their pelvis, as well as their heart, as well as the center of their head, in their hands. Dancers, actors, martial artists know this. It's why often you can sort of tell that they're either a dancer or an actor or a martial artist when they're just walking down the street, because there's a level of embodiment. You're like, there's presence there. So where are you right now? And a question that we always ask is, am I home? And home is center of your pelvis. Dantian, if you're a yoga person, or lower Dantian, or Donjon. There's lots of different names for it. But you can just sort of sink down into your pelvis right now as you listen to the rest of this, and notice what happens with you and our connection when we're there versus you're just thinking and worrying and all of that. If we had a camera on you and you went from a head bubble to being home, your presence would increase, I'd say at least 20 to 30 fold. And I see it time and time again. I know you do too, Jen. It's amazing when someone can just drop into their body and be in that ground of being, ground of safety. They're like, wow, who just came into the room? But the problem is, we all have our fears and our worries and our trying too hard to impress and all these habits that don't allow us to just sit in the center of our body no matter what is happening. And that is presence. I mean, that's a lifelong journey to be able to be consistently home and in that resourceful state and in that magnetic state.
Absolutely. And, this is really the key practice to get into that self-awareness, as you talked about, not just who am I and, really staying up in your head and asking those questions, but really feeling into who am I in my body? What am I feeling? As we talked about before, what am I really desiring in this moment instead of the shoulds of life? This is a huge practice and a huge tip that you can start first thing that you get off this call, to just really start feeling into who you are as a person and as being in your body.
Yes.
Rachel, something that I know that the listeners may or may not know, you talked a lot about in the beginning what your business looked like, and baby, you've come a long way since then. Right? You now have
Thank gosh.
Yes, you have a seven-figure business now. You are known all over the world. You're on large stages. You hold large events as well as smaller trainings. I'm just curious, as somebody who has, you know, come from that place of struggle and then really launched into what many of us see as successful, when you look at, when you look around and you see your business and what you've accomplished, do you feel like you've made it?
That's a great question. Yes and no. You know, I think this last year has been really pivotal in being able to say yes, you know, moving into an office space and having the team here with us, not just working virtually, and being able to do events in the way that I want to do them because we have the money to be able to put into them. And, you know, there's a lot of things. I'm a huge creative at heart. I love beauty. I love things to look good. And, you know, when you don't have any money, it's hard to make things look really awesome. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like now I'm in a place where I'm very, very proud, you know, of what we did. Before, I'd say this last year, it was always like, yeah, you're doing good, but there was always more. Mm-hmm. So I am very, very grateful and feel like the hard work and the practice and the personal work as well as the strategy is really helped. And then I would say no, because I think for any leader, having that vision and seeing what is possible even more is part of why we love leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes have friends who don't understand the whole leadership thing, and definitely they don't understand the entrepreneurial thing, and they're like, when are you going to stop? I get that question a lot. When are you going to just, like, have this be enough? And I'm like, I don't know. Definitely not now.
Right.
Because I'm having too much fun. I mean, there's too much creative opportunity for me. So as long as things stay creative and innovative and fun and allow me to have my desires, I think that I'll always be improving and getting better and getting better. And so there is many things in our business that we know we want to improve and get better. So yeah, that's a long story short. Yes and no.
Yes and no. But I heard, you know, you have a lot that you still want to do. So what are you excited about in terms of today being a leader? And then what is, you know, that vision that you have for yourself moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, what's really exciting today is this ability to master something. You know, in the beginning, it's just like, who can I get in front of and who can I work with, right?
Right.
To keep things going. And so now it's really about mastery. And I understand psychology in the way that when we do master something, our self-esteem, like our true self-esteem, really rises when we get good at something, and our happiness rises. So I get excited about the creative potential. But I also, you know, with my vision, that was sort of the second part of your question, you know, what's the vision that you've got, is really getting that business and leadership is a spiritual practice. And I've chosen it as a spiritual practice. And I've always, going back to my roots of wanting to evolve, wanting to grow in my own consciousness and be a presence for that in the world, not from a place of I need to save the world and the world needs me, not from that place, just really interested and seeking. You know, I've been a seeker. So I've chosen my marriage, for one thing, to be my spiritual practice, but also my business and leadership to be a spiritual practice. And I think that that's exciting for me, but it's exciting for a lot of people right now as consciousness is becoming more mainstream and understanding that there's more than just making money and profit and all of that. And, you know, I'm writing a book about business as a spiritual practice, and just really going into the meshing of that is really exciting to me.
That sounds amazing. I can't wait to read your book when it comes out.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, we've reached what I'm calling the lightning round, where I'm going to provide you a series of questions, and you get to come back at us with some short, amazing, mind-blowing answers. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, great.
We'll see if they blow any minds.
Let's see. Let's go. So what I know about you is, you know, I've heard you a couple times say, both you and Dada have said, we've been reluctant leaders. So my question for you is, what was holding you back from becoming a leader?
The fear that other women would judge me as, who does she think she is? From the tall poppy syndrome in Australia, people wanting to like sort of cut you down to size a little bit. The fear of that, I would say, was the biggest.
Yeah, that's a huge one. And what is the best advice you've ever received?
Don't make any decision to not do anything again until you get really good at it. If you're thinking about not doing speaking again or not doing a video or not going out for a date or again, don't make those decisions until you've mastered it. Get good at something, because everything's always going to be difficult in the beginning. Mm. And difficulty is not fun. You don't want to make a decision from that place.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. I need to listen to that one as you're telling me that. So you shared that you have that morning ritual. Can you share maybe one of your other personal habits that you believe contributes to your success?
Yeah, my diet.
Yeah.
The busier I get, the cleaner I need to eat. Otherwise, my tank would just be very tired. And I eat a vegan diet. I eat a lot of greens. I don't have much sugar, caffeine, you know, just things like that. I think people sometimes underestimate where I get my energy from.
You are highly energetic, and you're a go, go, go person for sure. And as a last one, do you have an internet resource that you are in love with that you would love to share with our listeners?
I do, and it might be one that everybody shares. I don't know, but it's good old Time Trade, you know, where can just make your calendar sync to your Google Calendar, and people can choose what time they want to have a coaching appointment or a meeting, and I don't even have to touch any of that scheduling. It just saves me so much time.
That's great. That's a perfect one. I've used that one myself, so that's great. And you shared a little bit about that free resource that you want to offer our listeners. You want to just tell us about it one more time and give them the web address?
Absolutely. Yep. It's racheljane.com. My name is spelt really weird. It's RACHAEL. And Jane has a Y, JAYNE.com /10-day. That's 10-day. It's 10 days of some videos that you'll see me do these presence practice. You'll see me in my head bubble. You'll see me come into my power center, a little bit on voice, a little bit on mastering your fear. So if you're interested to see what I look like and what I sound like on the video, just pop on over to racheljane.com/10-day, and you can start doing some of the easy practices that will help you to be seen and heard in a larger way with this magnetic presence.
Perfect. And you look and sound always gorgeous. So they'll love to see you on the video for sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And for those of you listening, you can also find links to this resource and everything else we've been talking about in today's interview by going to developsolutions.com. That's spelled DVLPsolutions.com/leadership summit. Now, Rachel Jane, as always, I've truly enjoyed talking with you today. I loved hearing about your journey and the stories that you're sharing. They're really inspiring. So thank you so much. And as we wrap up, I'd love it if you could share one last piece of advice with our listeners and then tell them how they can find you before we say goodbye.
Absolutely. One last piece of advice. Are you in your body? Are you present in the moment, and use your body as an anchor to get more present? Tonight you might be going home to your kids, to your wife, to your husband, and feeling that body and knowing that we've got, you know, limited time, and being present with people is very, very important and inspiring to others. And everything else that we do is at racheljane.com. So you can head over to racheljane.com and you'll see our business programs and speaker programs and all sorts of good things, and our Awaken TV episodes that we have each week.
Perfect. Well, Rachel Jane, thank you so much for being so generous with your time and your expertise and your experience. You've given so much great information and advice and resources to our listeners today, and I know they can get started right away with mastering their presence, so thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure.
And again, for all our listeners out there, you can find links to this resource and everything else we've been talking about at developsolutions.com/leadershipsummit. And while you're there, we'd really love to hear from you. Tell us what you loved about today's interview, anything that you were struggling with during the interview, and ask any questions that you were dying to know. We'll make sure that we get you the answers. And so with that, we say goodbye for now. Go out and be the leader that you are meant to be. This is Jennifer Olson, and we'll catch you the next time.